Hello, everybody. Today's devotional is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 5. Now it is superfluous for me to write to you about the ministry for the saints, for I know your readiness, of which I boast about you to the people of Macedonia, saying that Achaia has been ready since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them. But I am sending the brothers so that our boasting about you may not prove empty in this matter, so that you may be ready, as I said you would be. Otherwise, if some Macedonians come with me and find that you are not ready, we would be humiliated, to say nothing of you, for being so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead to you and arrange in advance for the gift you have promised, so that it may be ready as a willing gift, not as an exaction. For the past few days, since the beginning of chapter 8 in 2 Corinthians, we've been reading the section of Paul's letter where Paul is writing about a gift from the Corinthian church to the church in Jerusalem. Paul has been encouraging the Corinthians to give generously. He's mentioned that the Macedonian church, in a severe test of their affliction, has given above and beyond what Paul expected. They have less compared to the Corinthians, but they chose generosity to help the Christians in need in Jerusalem. We saw this verse, 2 Corinthians 8, 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. Jesus is the ultimate example of grace and generosity, and it would be a blessing for the Corinthians to follow and partake in this giving to those in need. Paul says it will benefit them, and it would be fair to do so. Yesterday, we read that Paul is sending Titus and another brother ahead of him to help with administering this gift. And this brings us to the first section of 2 Corinthians 9. Where Paul continues to write about this gift that the Corinthians are getting ready here. To sum up verses 1 and 2, Paul says, I don't really need to write to you about serving your brothers and sisters, because I know that you're ready to do so. In fact, I already told the Macedonians that you are ready since last year. Just a note that Achaia is the region where Corinth is located. In verse 2, Paul writes, your zeal has stirred up most of them. We'll come back to this in a bit. And to look at the rest of the verses, they are fairly straightforward. To sum up verses 3 to 5, Paul continues writing, I know you're ready, but I'm sending the brothers so that you will be ready. Since it'd be pretty embarrassing to us if you weren't. If some Macedonians come up with us, it's going to look bad for us, not to mention how you'd feel. Verse 5, so again, I'll send the brothers to you first, just in case, so that you're prepared and the gift indeed is ready, so that you're ready to give it willingly, not as an exaction where I'm demanding it from you. Here we see the pastoral heart of Paul for the Corinthians. It's like he's setting up the Corinthian church for success, because they will be blessed by this act of giving. Paul probably could be more harsh and exercise his authority to make them feel like they had to give, but instead, he grants them this opportunity to step up. He gives them a choice. It's kind of like in family group, how the family group servant will think of ways to serve for the family group members, because not only will the group be blessed by that service, but that person will experience God if they choose to serve. The servant may really want a member to serve in a certain way, but he or she will give that person the choice. And Paul is sending the Corinthians a reminder to choose to have this gift ready for the church in Jerusalem. As mentioned before, the verse I'd like to focus on today is verse 2, the last part being, and your zeal has stirred up most of them. Paul writes that the Corinthians' zeal their enthusiasm to give has stirred up many of the Macedonians to give as well. When the Corinthians promised in the previous year that they'd give to the Jerusalem church, the Macedonians were encouraged by them. And we read that the Macedonians definitely were serious about giving because they gave much more than Paul expected. And isn't this true for us as well? As Christians, we can be stirred up in our hearts by seeing other Christians' zeal. And likewise, our zeal can stir up our brothers and sisters. At Symphony, when I think of generosity stirring up more generosity, I remember moments like the Harvest Campaign, when we raised money for Thrive Church a couple years ago. It was really encouraging to see the church's willingness to give. Remember that fundraising slide with the thermometer in the shape of the Taipei 101 building? And recently, many people donated to the Benevolence Fund so that we have money to help individuals and organizations who would be really blessed by a financial gift in this coronavirus season. It's awesome when a few individuals give a lot, but it's perhaps even more powerful when many individuals in the church show generosity. When somebody has zeal in giving, it shows others not just that it's possible to give generosity, but that it's a blessing to give generously. Just like the Macedonians were stirred up, we are stirred up when we see examples of giving. Going a bit broader, we can stir one another up in zeal, not just for giving financially, but giving for God in general. Being generous with our time and energy, of course, can be just as precious. For example, in family group, when somebody shares about going out of their way to serve their neighbor, God inspires the other family group members to do likewise. Recently, on Sunday, I saw a brother offer up some of his groceries to whoever wanted a snack. And that simple gesture reminded me to not just focus on getting home for lunch, but to be looking outside of myself, to be looking to others. Perhaps we may not feel particularly burdened or connected to what's going on in the world today, though on some level we know we should be. In this case, God can use our brothers and sisters to encourage us by their zeal in this arena. On Sunday, Mal and I listened to an interview between a Hillsong Church pastor, and Bishop T.D. Jakes about racism in America. And we were stirred up by hearing their zeal for God's grace and justice to reign. As the Macedonians and the Corinthians stirred one another up in zeal, let's allow ourselves to be stirred up by our brothers and sisters too, by seeing each other's examples, listening, praying together, learning from one another. It's not just about teaching one another, because ultimately only God can bring godly zeal that is pleasing to him. So let's ask him to work through us and to work through the church to produce the zeal that he desires. Let's pray. God, we pray for our church. We pray for Symphony, God, that you would help us to encourage one another, to be more generous financially and in other areas, to be generous in serving one another, to be generous in serving those in the world, to love on the world and have compassion on the world. God, we need your spirit to do this in us. We cannot just generate this on our own, but God, we need your love, your compassion, Lord, your generosity for us. Help us to remember how Jesus, you were rich but became poor for our sake, so that we could become rich in you. God, we lift up our church to you and pray that you would move powerfully, and that the work of the Spirit would really multiply in our church. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.